dot to dot. The Daily 5-Minute Skill Demo Show. For everyone who's simply dotty about Alexa. Hey guys, on International Day of People with Disabilities, many organizations put out information about the accessibility of their products. Apple, for example, completely overhauled their accessibility section, which gives you lots of information about their devices. That's at apple.com/accessibility. And Amazon did too. They have put out an accessibility hub for the A-Lady, and it's really, really good. You can go to amazon.co.uk, for example, /ALEXA accessibility, all one word, and you'll see a lot of information there about the different devices. And you can also say to the A-Lady, Alexa, what are your accessibility features?
I have many accessibility features to help people be more connected, entertained and independent. For example, you can ask me to speak slower or faster. You can tell me to create a shopping list and access it on any Echo device, the Alexa app, or the Amazon app.
Not sure.
I can also set up routines for you.
If that was an accessibility
I have other accessibility features on Echo devices with a screen, such as Tap to Alexa, Show and Tell and more. To learn about them, visit amazon.co.uk/Alexa. Accessibility.
Okay, there you go. I never know whether to bleep out the A-Lady word when she says it, because I'm pretty sure that she won't trigger herself. But I will do anyway. So, I'm not sure about whether adding things to your shopping list or routines are. I mean, routines, yes, because you can automate a lot of things. And if you have challenges in that area, you know, particularly when it comes to connecting it with smart home things, that can be really, really empowering. So, yep. Absolutely. But please do go and look in the hub. You may or may not be aware that you don't need to be able to speak, for example, to use the A-Lady. You don't need to be able to hear to use the A-Lady. There are loads of accessibility options, particularly in the ones with screens, the shows, the 5, 8 and 10 inch. And there is also a video that Amazon put out to promote the new hub, which is of little old me, and I'll put a link to that in the show notes as well. They tweeted it, which is the link I'll put. And that's about it, really, just to say that accessibility is massive, and all of us are different shapes and sizes, using our devices in different ways. I would strongly recommend having a play in the accessibility settings on whatever device you've got in your hand or you're using at any time, so that you can optimize it for yourself. I don't think any of us should just settle with the vanilla out-of-box experience, because we're all different. And those accessibility settings are incredibly powerful. Brilliant, guys. Speak again tomorrow.
Feedback, comments, demos. thedottodotpodcast@gmail.com.
Briefcast.fm.